We continue our readings in the Acts of the Apostles at the fourth chapter. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, at the beginning. Peter has been preaching once again, following the miraculous cure that was wrought on the man lame from birth at the gate of the temple. And he has just said that unto you first God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. And Peter wasn't allowed to finish his sermon that day, although doubtless he had said quite enough for the salvation of many more. The Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in prison unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed. Now notice, it wasn't the miracle of healing that led them to faith. It was hearing the word. And this simply bears out once again what we've often asserted, that the element of the miraculous in the New Testament church was purely incidental. It wasn't this as such that made the mighty impact on the souls of men. It was the preaching of the living word of the gospel. Many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And as we said last week, whether that means another 5,000 making 8,000 and all since the day of Pentecost, or another 2,000 making the total 5,000, we may not know. But it's clear that a large number of people were converted to Christ through the preaching of the gospel on this occasion. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set the disciples in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus, and beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his holy word.